107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is almost that time. We're so excited. Melissa McCurley is on the phone lines with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Melissa, it's almost that time for another season with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne, and maybe something a little different this year or some things to think about. What's happening?
Well, you know, I just first want to say that we are so excited about this year's Skeleton Displays. This is our eighth season that the Skeletons have been out. We've done over 200 different displays with no repeats. So we're just really excited. And the road construction last week with the closure of Vivian Lyne and Mornington Street kind of threw us for a loop. But, you know, we've adapted, we've pivoted, which is, you know, the COVID saying for the year, but doing a pivot, but we've got some really exciting things planned. And I just want to start off by saying I'm so grateful. We had so many emails and texts and phone calls last week from Skeleton fans who offered to host the Skeletons on their front yard, which I think was really amazing. We've adapted a new plan, though. The Skeletons are going to be online doing their antics starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. We only have one more sleep to go. And so they're going to be online Monday to Friday, and the Skeleton displays are going to be out in the front yard here at Skeleton headquarters at 3217 Vivian Street, Saturdays and Sundays.
13 days of rib-tickling antics.
That's right. That's right. So we have lots of tricks and mischievous things that the Skeletons are going to do this year. And we also, I just want to highlight, we're going to have a great fundraiser next Sunday. I think the hours are from 11 to 2. We haven't confirmed it yet, but Anthony and Kim down and their team at the Brew Garden in Keystone Hospitality, they have very generously donated the Brew Garden for us next Sunday from 11 to 2. We're going to have a food truck event there with Ken's Fries, Beaver Tails. The Skeletons are going to have a set up there as well as on Vivian Street that day, and people can come and visit the Skeletons at either location
and
help raise money for Operation Smile.
Oh, that is totally awesome. And I understand some new Skeleton swag has arrived.
It has. We are so excited that people can now show off their funny bones, literally, their humorous side. We have these really cool long-sleeve Skeleton shirts this year because, you know, fall's a little bit of a cooler time, and kids couldn't always wear the T-shirts to school because of the chill in the air, the bone-chilling air. But so, yeah, these shirts look great. The kids' shirts just arrived this weekend. They are super cute, and the long-sleeved adult shirts are really awesome. So people are going to start to see the Skeletons wearing those long-sleeve shirts because they were complaining that their bones were getting a little cold standing outside all day.
I love it. And again, some of the proceeds from this go to Operation Smile Canada, which is a fundraiser that's near and dear to your heart.
That's right. And in fact, all the proceeds go to Operation Smile Canada. So proceeds from the shirts, the donation box that we have in front of the house, everything goes to Operation Smile. We have changed the lives of over 175 children to date and given them a forever smile. So the whole goal of the Skeletons every day is to make people smile and laugh. And so this is really rewarding because in turn, the Skeletons come full circle and actually give the children a gift of a smile, a forever smile, right? So these poor little kids are suffering from cleft lip and palate deformities. They're unable to smile. They have so many difficulties. And so it works out, I think, that a surgery to change these kids' lives costs about $240. So we had an amazing anonymous donor last year who just was so generous and challenged us to raise $10,000 and that they would match it. We raised over that. We raised over $30,000 last year for Operation Smile. So over the years, our grand total is $44,000. So we're just, you know, it just warms our bones, all the community support from all over that we receive from Skeleton fans, because the Skeletons are followed worldwide by people, and we're so grateful.
Absolute. Oh, that is wonderful news. So it all kicks off Tuesday, tomorrow, with the Skeletons of Vivian Lyne, the 13 days of rib-tickling antics. And I know, Melissa, you really can't tell us some of the things that you're going to be doing. Any hints on what maybe we can expect?
Oh, I don't want to share any secrets. But I just want to make a note for anybody who's coming out to visit the skeletons. They can still travel down Vivian Line. Please turn around at the end of the road where Vivian meets Mornington, where it's closed off, and not to turn around in any of my neighbors' driveways, just out of respect to my neighbors. But I think fans will be really excited. And Halloween weekend, we're going to do something different. October 30th and 31st, you can bring your kids out either day to come trick-or-treating, and we are going to have a really big grand finale for those 2 days, and we're really excited about that one.
Oh, and we're looking forward to
it. It's going to be super cool.
Oh, for sure. And, of course, so we share it on our Facebook, Twitter, and information on our website with mystratfordnow.com. You can always check out the photos online. Skeletons of Vivian Line. Melissa McCurley. Melissa, have a great season that kicks off tomorrow, and thanks so much for this, and best of luck with the fundraising, too.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.